外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是6月21日，星期日。我们今天又非常的荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 为我们讲述今天的早课。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。So today is a very special day。
今天是一个非常特别的日子。
Because it's the appearance of two great Vaishnava devotees.
因为今天呢是两位非常伟大的 Vaishnava 奉献者的隐居日。
One is Shri Gadadhar Pandit.
其中一位呢是 Shri Gadadhar Pandit.
Gadadhar Pandita is one of the members of the Panchatattva.
Gadadhar Pandita, 他是五圣体之一。
Very special personality.
对，他是一位非常特别的人物。
And the other great personality we are going to speak about is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
而另外一位我们要讲述的人物呢是 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur。
So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So on Sundays, we usually read from Srimad Bhagavatam.
通常来说呢，星期天我们是会阅读圣殿巴加瓦坛。
And what we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam is the narration of the activities of great devotees of the Lord, which are calledBhagavat devotees.
那我们在圣殿博加瓦坛里所阅读的内容呢，是主的奉献者的非常了不起的活动。那么这些奉献者呢，被称为叫 Bhagavat 奉献者。
The Srimad Bhagavatam is all about the story of and teachings of great devotees of Lord Krishna.
所以在圣典布加瓦坛整部里所讲述的都是主 Krishna 的伟大的奉献者的活动以及他们的荣耀以及他们的教导。
So, Bhagavatam is about the person Bhagavatam.
所以圣典布加瓦坛是关于 Bhagavat 这些人的故事。
There is the Supreme Bhagavatam, the Supreme Bhagavat person is Krishna himself.
那有一个至尊的 Bhagavata, 也就是有一个至尊的人，那就是 Krishna 本人。
And there is pure devotees also, they are Bhagavat devotees.
那么还有这些纯粹的奉献者，他们是 Bhagavat 奉献者们。
And the book describing their activities and their teachings is the book Bhagavatam.
那么这本描述他们的活动以及他们的教导的这本书籍呢，被称为叫《圣典博加瓦坛》。
So it's very befitting to on a day like this, an occasion like this, where we speak on Bhagavatam. Usually, we speak on this two great Bhagavata personalities.
所以，对于这个通常我们在讲述圣典博加瓦坛的日子来讲述两位伟大的奉献者，是非常的恰如其分的。
So over the years, we have already heard this. Most of us, we have heard these stories of these great personalities like we are going to speak today. But it's always nice, it is always fresh and new to hear again and again and again about their activities, about their teachings.
在这些年里呢，其实我们已经非常熟悉，而且是总是在聆听今天我们要讲述的这两位人物的事迹及活动。但是呢，我们一次又一次的去聆听他们的活动，去聆听他们的事迹，这是常新的，而且呢，也是非常美好的一件事情。
嗯。So we speak a little bit first about Sridhar Pandit.
所以我们首先呢先讲一点关于 Sri Gadadhar Pandit 的事迹。
Sri Gadadhar Pandit was a constant companion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the time of their childhood.
Sri Gadadhar Pandit 他是 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的恒常的伴侣，他们是从小就在一起。
They always play together, they went to school together.
他们总是在一起玩耍，他们一起去上学。
Sometimes Gadadhara used to go to Mahaprabhu's house, sometimes Mahaprabhu would go to Gadadhara's house.
那有的时候呢 ，Gadadhara 会去Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的家里面。那有的时候呢 ，Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢也会去 Sri Gadadhar Pandit 的家里。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not remain a moment with Gadadhara.And Gadadhar also would not stay a moment separated from Lord Chaitanya.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Sri Gadadhar Pandit 他们两人彼此都不能片刻的分离。
When he appeared in this material world, his father was Madhava Mishra.
Madhava Mishra. 那么当 Gadadhar Pandit 他出生于世的时候呢，他的父亲是 Madhava。Mishra.
And his, Mishra. And his mother was Ratnavati Devi.
那他的母亲呢是 Ratnavati Devi.
Ratnavati.
Ratnavati Devi.
Yes, yes. So they even lived very near the house of Lord Chaitanya, of Jagannath Mishra in Mayapur, the father of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那他们的家呢，就离在 Mayapur 的 Jagannath Mishra 的家很近。那么Jagannath Mishra 呢，就是 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的父亲。
Ratnavati, he saw Sachi Devi, mother of Lord Chaitanya, as his own sister.
Ratnavati 呢，把 Sachi Devi 视为自己的姐妹。
And they always used to visit each other.
所以他们总是要相互拜访。
So really, in many aspects, they were very, very close to each other.
所以呢，从很多很多方面来说呢，他们都是非常的亲近的。
So, Gadadhar Pandit is described being the most important energy of the Lord.The internal Ladini Shakti of the Lord.
Gadadhar Pandit 被描述成是主的非常重要的一个内在能量，被称为叫 Ladini Shakti.
Which means Srimati Radharani.
其实它的意思就是 Srimati Radharani.
And it's a manifestation of Srimati Radharani, Sri Gadadhar.
所以 Sri Gadadhar Pandit 他是 Sri Mati Radharani 的显现。
Because Krishna is represented by himself, but then there is his expansions, there is his different incarnations, and there is his energies.
因为 Sri Krishna 他首先他被他自己所展现，但是呢他还有各种扩展。有各种化身，还有它的能量。
And there is the parts and parcels, the living entities.
还有就是与它不可分割的这些生物体们。
But all these five together combine the absolute truth.
那么这五项合在一起呢，就成为了绝对的真理。
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadigora Bhaktavrinda. So Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, first expansion is Balaram. Then Shri Advaita is the first incarnation in the material world, Mahavishnu. And then Gadadhar is the most important, the original energy of the Lord, internal energy of the Lord, Shri Gadadhar, Shrimati Radharani. And Srivasa represents the individual parts and parcel, individual souls, parts of Krishna as Narada Muni.
所以说呢，首先呢是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 然后呢是他的第一层扩展，主 Nityananda Prabhu， 其实就是主Balaram， 然后呢是
Advaita，
Advaita Acharya， Advaita Acharya 的他是主的在物质世界的化身，那么也就是Mahavishnu， 对，然后呢是Gadadhar Pandit， Gadadhar Pandit 呢他就是Srimati Rarani 是主的内在能量，然后呢是Srinivas 呢他是以Srivas 呢他是由Narada Muni 所代表的众生，就是这个个体灵魂。
Yes, part and parcel of the Lord. So all these five comprise Krishna, is the absolute truth.
所以呢，所有这五项呢，就合在一起，代表了 Krishna 的这个完全的绝对真理。
So Krishna is represented through these five aspects.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他是由这五项所代表的，五个方面所代表的。
Gadadhar Pandita is also simultaneously an incarnation of Lalita Sakhi, one of the very close gopis, to very close friends of Srimati Radharani.
那 Gadadhar Pandita 呢，他也是 Lalita Sakhi 的化身。那么 Lalita Sakhi 呢，是 Srimati Radharani 的一个非常的亲近的女伴。
嗯。So very often you see that two personalities from Krishna Lila appear in one personality in Gaura Lila.
所以我们就经常会看到在Gaura Lila 中呢，会有这个在 Krishna Lila 中的两位人物的合并的展现。
So sometimes they manifest one aspect that corresponds to one particular personality, sometimes they may manifest another aspect that corresponds to the other personality. So they're dealing sometimes at these two types of dealings.
所以呢，他们有的时候呢，是展现其中的一个方面来应对其中的一个人物，那有的时候呢，又展现另外一个方面来应对另外一个人物。所以说呢，他们就是以不同的这个方面来展现，就来对应不同的这个人物。
嗯。So very close, Gadadhar Pandita very close Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Srimati Radharani is very close to Sri Krishna.
Gadadhar Pandita 呢，非常的。与这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 非常的亲密，就好像是 Srimati Radharani 与主 Krishna 非常的亲密那样。
Srimati Radharani is Krishna's internal potency, is another aspect of Krishna himself.
Srimati Radharani 是主 Krishna 的内在的能量，实际上是 Krishna 本人的另外一个方面。
It's a manifestation of his energy of love.
它是 Krishna 的爱的能量的展现。
So now devotees may be a little confused sometimes because we hear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna combined with Srimati Radharani. Means is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. That's why he has the same form as Krishna, but the complexion is golden, has gotten the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. So how now we say Gadadhar is also Srimati Radharani? It may be a little confusing for sometimes some devotees.
所以有的时候呢，对于有些奉献者来说呢，就有点儿困惑。原因是因为我们听到说呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是主 Krishna 和 Srimati Radharani 的合并体。那么这个 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是在Srimati Radharani 的这个心绪之下的。那所以呢，Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就有这个 Sri Krishna 的这种身形。但是与此同时呢，他又有 Srimati Radharani 的金黄色的闪着光的这种肤色。所以说呢 ,Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他是他们两位的这种合并体。可是为什么我们现在又说 Sri Gadadhar Pandit 他又是 Srimati Radharani 呢？所以这就可能会有的时候让奉献者有一些困惑。
Yeah, of course, this dealings, between the Lord and his energies like Srimati Radharani or his expansions, are not so easy to understand with our materialistic intelligence and minds.
当然了，运用我们的物质的智性和物质的心意，本来就是很难以理解主的他的形体以及他的能量的展现的这些话题的。
Because it's beyond our understanding, beyond our perception that we have in this material world.
因为呢，它是超越于我们的理解的，超越于我们对这个物质世界的认知，就超越于我们在这个物质世界的认知的。
So what is related to God and His expansions? It's very hard for us conditioned souls to understand.
所以说呢，和主以及他的扩展相关的这个话题，对于物质世界的我们是很难以理解的。
Because spiritual energy functions in totally different consciousness, totally different from material energy.
因为呢，这个物质能量它的这个意识以及它的活动的功能呢，和物质能量活动的方法是完全不一样的。
So we should be very careful to not try to compare things with our material experience or try to understand things with our material brain, because oftentimes this is beyond our capacity to understand.
所以呢，我们要非常的小心的，不要用我们的物质的能力以及我们物质的这种理解力去理解灵性的这些事物，因为有很多时候呢，这都是超越于我们的理解能力的。
Yes, certainly when we attain our pure existence and go back to the spiritual world, most of these things will become more clear.
那么当然，当我们这个得到净化，然后得到完美，然后能够回到灵性世界的时候呢，所有这些困惑的话题就能迎刃而解了。
So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as you know, is Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani because it's Krishna that wants to experience the feeling, the emotions of love that Srimati Radharani only experienced. That is not, Krishna cannot experience the love, the affection she has in her heart for Krishna. Krishna does not have the same. So Krishna wants to experience that type of love, that type of feeling that Srimati Radharani has for him. That's why he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience that.
那我们都知道 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是处于 Srimati Radharani 的心绪之下的，因为主 Krishna 呢，他不能够理解 Srimati Radharani 对他的爱到底是怎样一种情感，那他就必须要让自己身处在 Srimati Radharani 的这种心绪之下，他才能够理解。所以说呢 ，Sri Krishna 他才降临于。就是才以这个 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这种形象降临，处在 Sri Mati Radharani 这种心绪之下，这样他才能够理解。
So, Krishna came with the emotion, the feelings, and the complexion of Srimati Radharani.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他就以 Sri Mati Radharani 的情感。他的这种感情以及他的肤色降临于世。
So now Gadadhara Srimati Radharani, who is depleted of refulgence. That's why she's always next to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu is Krishna who took away many of her attributes.
那么这个是，sorry，you mean this Gadadhara Pandit? He is depleted the effulgence because Sri
Chaitanya Radharani, Mahaprabhu is Radharani, but Radharani her effulgence have been taken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So is Radharani missing something? That is why she's always behind. Is always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he has what belongs to her.
Okay. 那么这个 Sri Gadadhara Pandit 呢，他本来就是 Sri Mati Radharani， 但是呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，因为他拿走了 Sri Mati Radharani 的一些特征，使得呢，就是作为 Sri Mati Radharani 的 Gadadhara Pandit， 他总是缺少了一些什么，也就导致呢，他就必须总是跟在 跟在这个 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身后，一直要跟他在一起。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken away her effulgence. Gadadhara is always, that's why Gadadhara is always very close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 拿走了他的光彩，所以说呢，就使得 Gadadhara Pandit 一直就得挨在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身边。
So even the mood of Gadadhara Pandit is different from Radharani. Radharani is very fire personality, and she's very demanding in a loving relationship with Krishna, and she even chastised Krishna. But Gadadhara is very, very, very meek, very humble, very quiet.
那 Gadadhara Pandit 他的这个性格和 Srimati Radharani 所展现出来的这个性格是不一样的。 因为 Srimati Radharani 他对于 Krishna 的爱是有要求的，而且呢，他的这个性格呢也是非常的火热的，而且有的时候呢也会去斥责 Krishna。但是 Gadadhara Pandit 他所展现出来呢是非常的安静的，是非常的温和的性格。So
Gadadhara is very calm, very quiet, very fond of solitude, even and very renounced.
那么，所以 Gadadhara Pandit 呢，他是非常的平静的，他也是非常的安静的，少语，而且呢，他也很气绝。So
when Nimai Pandita became tutor of some students when he was still student, but as he was given tutorship to other students, he used to ask many. Different questions based on logic and arguments based on in Sanskrit. And Gadadhara was not so much attracted to this type of, challengings, you know, the philosophical challengings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, debates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhara would go away from that.
然后当 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他还是一个学生的时候呢，他已经开始指导其他的学生了。那么当时呢，他就会被问及很多的关于逻辑啊，还有范文的语法呀，各方面的这样的问题。然后呢，他就会和其他的人来进行这样的话题的辩论。那么当 Gadadhara Pandit 听到 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在和别人在进行这方面的辩论的时候的， 他是不感兴趣的，所以他就走开了。
So you would stay away from that, but it was the only time you would remain some distance from Nimai at that particular moment.
所以说呢，就只有当 Nimai 在和别人进行这些学术辩论的时候，这是唯一的 Gadadhara Pandit 会和 Nimai 分开一段时间的时候。
As we heard many times, Nimai, in that period of his life, he was not manifesting much external interest in devotional service or discussing devotional philosophy.
而且我们也听到，当 Nimai 在处于生命的这个阶段的时候呢， 他并没有展现出对奉爱服务的兴趣，也没有展现出兴趣要去探讨关于奉爱的哲学。
But Gadadhar was, Gadadhar was always very attached to devotional service and the practice and discussion of devotional service. He was very attached to that.
但是呢 Gadadhar Pandit, 他从一开始他都是非常的依附于奉爱服务的，而且呢他也是非常依附于去探讨关于奉爱服务的各种话题的。
Whereas Nimai used to play a little bit the role of an arrogant student who knew how to debate, Gadadhar was a very, very quiet, very shy person that didn't want to be involved in that.
但是 Nimai 呢，有一段时间呢，就展现出的是一个很骄傲的，就是很骄傲的一个这个学生。那么因为一个学者。因为呢他也知道如何去和大家辩论所有的这些相关的话题，但是呢 Gadadhar Pandit 他始终展现的都是一个很温和的很安静的一个人。
But Nimai was always teasing him.
而且但是 Nimai 呢总是在逗弄他。
And one time he told Gadadhar, don't worry, in a very short time, I will become such a great Vaishnava that even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva will come to my door.
然后有一次，尼麦就对格达达尔说：“说格达达尔，你不用担心，你不用着急，很快我就能够成为一名非常伟大的 Vaishnava， 就连主 Brahma、主 Shiva 都得来到我们家门口。”
So, at those days, Gadadhar and all the associates of the Lord, they were influenced by Yoga Maya. They did not understood their original position and their relationship with Krishna now as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everybody was under the Yoga Maya potency of the Lord.
那么在当时呢，包括 Gadadhar 在内的所有的这些奉献者们，他们都是在主的 Yoga Maya 的这个影响之下的，所以呢，他们并不知道和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的那样的那层关系。
Gadadhar Pandita was also very affectionate, had a very affectionate relationship with another devotee, Mukunda Datta.
那 Gadadhar Pandita 呢，还和另外一位奉献者有着很深的情感 ，Mukunda Datta。
Mukunda Datta was a very sweet singer of bhajans, had a very sweet voice.
那么 Mukunda Datta 呢，他有非常的甜美的嗓音，他唱的 bhajan 很美。
So anytime any great Vaishnava, nice Vaishnava would come to visit Navadvip, Mukunda would inform Gadadhar, and then they would go together to have the darshan of that particular Vaishnava.
所以呢，每次只要有优秀的崇高的 Vaishnava 来拜访 Navadvip 的时候呢，Mukunda Datta 他都会告诉 Gadadhar Pandit， 所以他们两人都一块会去 darshan 这位伟大的人物。
So one time, a great devotee, a great Vaishnava, Pundarika Vidyanidhi, he came to visit Navadvip.
所以有一次呢，一位非常伟大的 Vaishnava Pundarika Vidyanidhi 就来到了Navadvip。
So, Mukunda went to call Gadadhar. Let's go see this great and wonderful Vaishnava.
所以 Mukunda Datta 就来找 Gadadhar Pandit 了，说咱们赶紧去看见见这位伟大的 Vaishnava。
But when Gadadhar saw Pundarik dressed like a very wealthy materialist with so many golden ornaments and surrounded by so much opulence and people fanning him, he's sitting in a very, very opulent silk-covered coach, you know, so much. It seemed to Gadadhar it was just a person very much engrossed in sense gratification.
但是呢 Gadadhar 他所看到的 Pundarik Nidavidi 的形象呢是他穿着着非常富裕华丽的丝质的衣服，而且呢浑身都带着各种各样的珠宝，而且周围呢也是被各种各样的富裕的这种 事物所围绕着。那么对于高德戴尔来说呢，他觉得彭德瑞克·威德利迪他只不过就是一个享受感官享乐的一个人而已，是一个粗糙的享受感官享乐的人。
So, Gadadhar Pandit was not very impressed.
So, Gadadhar Pandit 呢就没有被他所打动。
So, and Mukunda, his friend Mukunda, he couldn't notice in the face of Gadadhar that he was some kind of a little, disappointed.
So, Mukunda Datta 从 Gadadhar Pandit 的面部表情上就能够知道 Gadadhar Pandit 对于这次拜见呢是很失望的，有点失望。
So, at that time, Mukunda Datta starts singing very beautiful verses from Srimad Bhagavatam.
So, 在这会儿呢 Mukunda Datta 他就开始唱出了在圣典白加瓦坛里的一首很美的诗节。
Beautiful verses describing Krishna's incredible, wonderful mercy towards all conditioned souls.
那么这节诗呢，所唱的意思呢，就是，主 Krishna 向所有的受条件限制的灵魂所展现的不可思议的仁慈。
He even gave liberation, a very special liberation to a demon like Putana who came to kill him.
即便是对于来杀死他的恶魔 Putana, 他也赐了他解脱。
So, Mukunda had a very beautiful voice and sang those verses glorifying Krishna at that time. Pundarika that sings like a Sanskrit fire, when he started hearing this recitation,He became totally lost in himself and started calling, crying, Krishna, Krishna, and started moving around like lost, and lost balance and fell on the ground and broke everything around. Now, totally oblivious of external situation, so much in ecstasy of hearing these verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. He was crying, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
那母昆的达塔呢，他用他非常甜美的嗓音唱诵着赞扬 Krishna 的这些诗节。那么当这个外在展现成就像是一个粗糙的感官享受的人的 Pundarika Vidyanidhi 听到了母昆的达塔的非常美妙的唱诵的时候呢，他立刻就失去了他的控制，然后呢他开始这个呼唤的叫起来 Krishna Krishna，然后呢他把就是他的这个身体开始颤抖，而且呢身体就开始失去了平衡，然后就跌倒了在地上，把周围的这些东西都给打碎了，而且他完全就不在乎在他周围的外在的这些情况的展现了，只是在大声的呼唤着 Krishna Krishna。
He was showing so much ecstatic symptoms of love of Krishna。
对呢，他在展现出的是这么多的对于 Krishna 的极乐的爱的征象。
So at that time, Gadadhari felt very remorseful.
So 在这会儿呢 ，Gadadhar Pandit 就感到非常的懊悔。
And he thought he had done an offense by having criticized in his mind this great Vaishnava, this great personality.
所以他就觉得在他的心意中，他对这位伟大的人物有了冒犯。
So in his heart, in order to counteract his offense, he decided that the best thing would be to surrender to this great soul and be initiated by him.
所以他内心中呢，他就在想，能够解除他的冒犯的最好的办法，就是皈依在这位 Vaishnava 的莲花足下，并且呢，被他启迪。
So he submitted, later on, he submitted his proposal to his friend Mukunda.And Mukunda approached Pundarika Vidyanidhi to explain about the desire of Gadadhar Pandita to receive his shelter, his initiation.
之后呢，他就把他的这片心意呢，就讲给了 Mukunda Datta， 然后 Mukunda Datta 呢，又去告诉了 Pundarika Vidyanidhi， 告诉他 Gadadhar Pandita 内心中希望能够得到他的托庇的愿望。
So Pundarika Vidyanidhi, when he heard that, he was so happy.
所以当 Pundarika Vidyaniti 听到这个话的时候呢，他非常的开心。
This is certainly Krishna's arrangement that I have received. I have received such a jewel as a disciple.
那么他就在想，这一定是 Krishna 的安排，让我能够接受这样一位如珠宝一样的奉献者来成为我的门徒。
It's a good fortune as a result of many lifetimes of good fortune that we can have a disciple like this.
那这是我累生累世的所积累的好运，使我能够得到这样一位门徒。
So actually, Pundarika Vidyaniti in Krishna Lila is Srimati Radharani's father, King Vrishabhanu.
那在 Krishna 的逍遥时光中呢 Pundarika Vidyaniti 他是 Srimati Radharani 的父亲 Vrishabhanu 王。
So you see, they come together, they join all together.
所以我们可以看到他们是一起来的，他们又都结合在了一起。
So after some time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and there he took shelter,of Sri Ishvara Puri and accept him as his spiritual master. When he came back, he was totally transformed and he was constantly manifesting symptoms of great love for Krishna.
那么后来过了一段时间之后呢，主持他念摩诃巴布他去到了 Gaya， 然后在 Gaya 呢，他就遇到了他的灵性导师 Sri Ishvara Puri。那么在这儿呢，得到了启迪之后呢，他回来之后，他就完全发生了翻天覆地的变化，因为他完全展现了对主的神爱的这种征兆。
So Gadadhara was so happy to see this wonderful transformation in the heart of his beloved friend.
所以 Gadadhara Pandit 看到他挚爱的朋友内心中所发生的这样的变化的时候的，就感到非常的开心。
And from that time, they would never give up the company of Nimai.
然后就自从那次之后呢，他就再也没有离开过尼麦的陪伴。
So sometimes Nimai would go into a trance, ecstasy in love of Krishna that you lose himself and would behave in a very incoherent way, in a very strange way sometimes.
那有的时候呢，主柴塔尼亚马哈巴布他由于处于了对这个主 Krishna 的爱的神定的这种状态，使得他就会以很奇怪的这种方式表现他自己。
So one time he asked Gadadhara, who is that beautiful blackish boy who is always dressed in yellow garments? Where is him?
所以有一次呢，查丹尼马巴布就问格达达尔潘迪特，问他，他说格达达尔，那个总是穿着黄色兜底的蓝皮肤的男孩，到底去了哪儿？他在哪里？在哪里
？And he was crying in great separation.
然后呢，他就会在痛苦的分离中哭泣着。
So Gadadhara did not know what to say at that time.
那么在那会儿的时候呢，格达达尔潘迪特不知道怎么回答。
And suddenly just suggested, "Oh, no, don't worry, it's in your heart, it's in your heart."
对他就只能对他说，哦，不用担心，不用担心，他就在你的内心，他就在你的心里。
Because Krishna is in the heart, so it's in your heart, it's in your heart.
因为我们总是在听说 Krishna 是在我们的心里，所以他就这样对他讲 ，Krishna 在你的心里，在你的心里。
And
Ashu. Ashu.
Yes.
Sanima, please.
Okay. I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you now.
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that,He wanted to open his heart with his nails, with his fingers. He wanted to open. He was grabbing no, clearing his chest in order to open to see Krishna.
所以当, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 听到Gadadhar Pandita这么一对他说之后呢, 他立刻就用他的手指, 用他的指甲, 想要撕开他的胸膛, 然后呢, 想要在他的内心中看到Krishna。
And at that time, Gadadhar said, no, 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 no. He grabbed his hand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hand, so he would not hurt himself. And Mahaprabhu was crying, Gadadhar, let go. I don't prevent me. I cannot stay one moment without seeing Krishna.
所以见他这么一做呢, Gadadhar Pandit 就赶紧抓住 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的手, 这样 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就不会伤害自己。 那么, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢, 就挣扎, 挣扎着对 Gadadhar 说, Gadadhar, 放开我, 放开我, 你让我赶紧要看看 Krishna, 我看不到 Krishna, 我片刻都活不下去。
So at that time, Gadadhar, the holy singer, could say, she said, okay, just be a little patient and calm down. Krishna will come in any minute. Krishna will come. Just calm down. Don't worry.
那么这次呢, Gadadhar 他只能说, 请你静一静，请你稍微有一点点耐心。 Krishna 他马上就会来看你了，别担心，别着急。
So he had to use things like this in order to pacify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以为了要安抚 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢, Gadadhar Pandit 就得用这种各种各样的方式。
So when Sachimata heard and saw how Gadadhara dealt with her son, she felt so relieved because she was always so much in anxiety by seeing all these ecstatic symptoms of her son that she was not used to see before. Now, but seeing that Gadadhar had a way of dealing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to calm him down during this ecstasy, so she felt very relief and said, please, Gadadhar, you stay always with Mainima, you never go away, please, always stay with him.
那么萨提玛塔呢，因为他之前没有见过在尼玛身上所展现出来的极乐的真相的这种表现。 所以他也不知道该到底怎么办，当他看到这些极乐真相的状态显现出来的时候，所以当他看到了 Gadadhar Pandit有这些办法来安抚尼麦的时候呢，他就感到很慰藉，所以他就对 Gadadhar Pandit 说：“亲爱的 Gadadhar， 请你永远都不要离开尼麦，因为你知道怎样来应对这些状况。”So
she even sometimes didn't dare. She was afraid to approach her son when he was in his ecstatic moods because he could do incredible things. So she was afraid. He could not recognize her son in that way. But he seeing Gadadhara was so good in dealing with her son. So she was very happy, very relieved.
Sachimata 有的时候看到你买他所展现出来的这一些 极乐的真相的时候呢，他就会感到很害怕，因为呢，这个尼麦他所展现这些真相的时候呢，是有可能伤到自己的，他又不知道该怎么应对。但是当他看到个Gadadhar Pandit 有这种方法来安慰尼麦的时候呢，他就感到很安慰，他感到很慰藉。So
after many pastimes happened in Navadvipa together, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he took sannyas at the age of 24. He went to Jagannath Puri on the request of his mother.
所以在 Navadvipa的期间呢，他们一起上演了很多类似这样的逍遥时光。那么在24岁的时候呢，Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就接受了Sanyasi启迪，然后在他母亲的请求之下呢，他就 移居到了 Japanapuri, 住在了那里。
And Gadadhara Pandit also followed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Gadadhara Pandit, 他也追随 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去到了 Japanapuri.
And he took service, he engaged in the service of the deity of Tota Gopinath, not too far away from the temple of Lord Jagannath.
然后呢 Gadadhara Pandit 呢他就得到了服务在 Toto, 就是得到了对这个 Toto Gopinath 的神像的崇拜的这个服务。那么 Toto Gopinath 神像他所在的这个地方呢离主就是离 Jagannath 庙不是很远。
It's a place near the ocean.
它是在离海洋离海很近的地方。
And he he accepted what is called a Kshetra Sannyasi. Kshetra Sannyasi is a sannyasi who is very renounced. He takes the renounced order of life. But instead of traveling like most sannyasis do, he stays in one holy place and does service there, and does not go away from that place. This is a type of vow. But they are renounced, they're totally renounced, they don't have family, they gave up any contacts with the thing, they just renounce but stay in one holy place.
然后呢他就成为了 Kshetra Sannyasi. 那么 Kshetra Sannyasi 的意思呢他是就这个 Sannyasi 他是非常的气绝的。而且呢他也不会跟他的家人啊跟其他人有任何的关联。但是呢他只会在某一个圣地他不会离开这个地方。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to, practically every day he used to go there to visit him, to have a darshan of Tota Gopinath, and then they would sit together, they used to take prasada together, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would spend some time hearing Gadadhara Pandita reciting, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, that he was so amazing, the way that the emotion he would put in a narration of Srimad Bhagavatam was so amazing that tears would come out from the eyes of those who would hear him reciting Bhagavatam.
然后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢每天都会来 Darshan Toto Gopinath, 然后以这样的方式呢来看望Gadadhara Pandit, 然后他们会一起交谈然后呢一起荣耀 Prasadam,然后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢还会聆听 Gadadhara Pandit 阅读圣典薄伽瓦坛。那么 Gadadhara Pandit 他阅读圣典薄伽瓦坛的这种方式是非常非常的美妙的。任何一个聆听他阅读圣典薄伽瓦坛的人都会止不住的流下泪来。
So, and he spent the rest of his life there.
所以 Gadadhara Pandit 呢就把他的余生都在这里度过的。
One time he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to travel to Vrindavan, was going to be away from Navadvipa, so he wanted to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pilgrimage to Vrindavan.
那有次呢他就看到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 要到 Vrindavan 进行朝圣，所以呢也就意味着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 要离开 Navadvipa, 所以他就希望能够追随着
leave Jagannath Puri.
他就因为OK, 那么这个 Gadadhara Pandit 呢他有次就看到主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他要到 Vrindavan 去朝圣要离开 Japanapuri, 那么Gadadhara Pandit 呢他就希望能够追随主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一起到 Vrindavan 朝圣。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not allow him.
但是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢不允许他这么做。
Because said, you had made a vow to stay in one place, you cannot move, you cannot travel.
因为你已经发下了誓言，你只在一个地方居住，所以呢，你是不可能离开这个地方的，你是不可能旅行的。
And his argument was that you are like a holy place, you are not different from a holy place, so I follow you. I'm always in a holy place.
This is a Gadadhara Pandit to Sri
Chaitanya argument,
yeah. 然后呢，Gadadhara Pandit 他就辩论回到，他说呢。我是永远要跟圣地在一起的。您呢，就像圣地一样，所以您到哪儿，我就必须得跟到哪儿。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want him to go.
但是呢，是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 不想让他去。
And eventually Gadadhar Pandita went back.
然后最终呢 ，Gadadhar Pandita 还是回到了 Jamnapuri。
He was decided. He was really decided to go.
因为 Gadadhar Pandita 他真的是已经心意已定的要跟着一块去了。
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him understand that if you please my heart, if you do as I wish, if you do as I tell you, I'll be very pleased in my heart. So please, if you want to please my heart, please go back to your service to Tota Gopinath.
因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就让他明白，就如果你要是真的按照我内心的愿望去做的话，那我的内心是非常的，我的内心是会非常的欣慰的。所以说呢，请你按照我的愿望去做，请你回到Toto Gopinath 的身边去服务他们，这样是让我的内心非常的快乐的做法。
So even very much broke-hearted by that, he actually lost his senses, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just left. And somebody took care of Gadadhar Pandita and they brought him back to Jagannath Puri. But as to say that he was so attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could not see him going away.
事实上呢 ,Gadadhar Pandita 他是非常的痛苦的。当 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 上路之后呢，他晕了过去，失去了知觉，只能是别的人把他再抬回到Jagannath Puri。因为他实在是太痛苦了，他是没有办法和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 分离的。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually, he disappeared, he left his body by coming to the temple of Tota Gopinath and entering in a deity room and then disappear. He disappeared from this world. Nobody saw him again.
You mean Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went to visit India and came back. He was just in Parikram and came back. His residence was Jagannath Puri. And he decided to leave his body by going to the temple of Tota Gopinath, enter in a deity room, and nobody saw him coming back. He disappeared.
那么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，因为他自己的这个居住的这个地方呢是在 Jagannath Puri, 所以当他在朝圣回来之后呢，回到了 Jagannath Puri,然后呢他就来到了 Toto Gopinath 的这个神像房里，之后他就进入到这个神像里面，之后就再也没有人见过他从这个神像房里出来，所以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是以这样的方式隐迹的。Ashu, are you there?
After 24 years of residing in Jagannath Puri with some travelings to south of India and Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the age of 48, he left this world.
那主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢在 Jagannath Puri 居住了24年，在这其中呢他还进行了一些朝圣，他去到南印度，那么他最后呢是在48岁的这个年纪的时候离开这个世界的。
And according to some, he actually emerged into the body of of Tota Gopinath.
那所以呢，他是进入到了Toto Gopinath 的神像的身体里，所以呢，他是融入到了Toto Gopinath 的躯体里。
Because the devotees saw his clothes were there on the floor just next to the deity, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not be seen anymore.
因为奉献者见到了 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的衣服就留在 Toto Gopinath 的神像的旁边，但是呢奉献者再也没有见过 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
So and Gadadhar Pandita in great separation shortly after he also left his body。
所以呢在极度的分离之苦的在极度分离之苦中的Gadadhar Pandit, 在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 离开不久，他也就离世了。
So very attached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
所以呢 ,Gadadhar Pandit 他是非常的依恋于 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的。
So, Shigarada Pandita Ki Jai.
Jai.
So we say something also about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who appeared about 300 years later after Gadadhar Pandit.
So we also talk about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's topics. He was in Gadadhar Pandit after 300 years later.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was born in a very opulent family.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was born in a very opulent family.
His father was a great devotee of Lord Nityananda.
他的父亲是主尼提亚南达的一位伟大的奉献者。
But from the side of the mother, they were not Vaishnavas.
但是他的母亲这边的家族呢，并不是 Vaishnava。
So he was like.It was named like Prahlada, his name was, they gave him a nickname, Daitya. You don't know if I can read this, give this to you. Let me see. They gave him this name that means, Daitya Kulera Prahlada means Prahlada in a family of demons, because like Prahlada was born in a family of demons.He also in a family on the side of on mother his mother's side they were also not Vaishnavas.
Okay, so the name is from his mother.
No, this name this is a nickname they gave him because he was born from a family that in the mother's side they were not Vaishnavas. So it was like
yeah, Ashu, I understand, but the who is the thee?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Okay, well, 这个他们给了这个 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 这么一个小名，这名字叫 Daitya Kulera Prahlada.
Just a nickname, just a nickname.
对，这就是一个小名，那意思呢就是出生在恶魔家庭的 Prahlada, 因为呢这个 Prahlada Maharaj 呢他是出生在一个恶魔家庭的，而Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的母亲的这一边呢并不是奉献者，那就也像是恶魔这样。
Exactly. So he received a very good education.
那么Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur呢，他是得到了很好的教育。
And he was the first Vaishnava Acharya that attended English school.
而且呢，他是第一位在英文的学校念书的 Vaishnava Acharya。
So he learned English from his childhood.
对呢，他是从小就学了英文。
Because at that time, India was occupied by the British.
因为当时呢，印度是被英国所统治。
So this was the first time that a Vaishnava that would become an Acharya, he could read and write in English and speak in English.
所以说呢，他是第一位 Vaishnava Acharya 能够阅读以及用英文来讲话的 Vaishnava Acharya.
And this is very important for the spreading of the Sankirtan movement all over the world.
而这对于在全世界传播 Sankirtan 运动来说呢，是非常重要的。
As you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.He wanted this mission of spreading love of Krishna to be spread all over the world.
对，我们也知道是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的愿望呢，是希望这 Sankirtan 的运动能够在世界派发，能够在世界传播。
And English language was the most influential language all over the world. Even today is a language that practically everybody speaks all over the world.
而这个英文这门语言呢，是在世界最有影响力的语言，即便是在今天，也是世界各地的人都在讲英文。
So, he was the first Acharya in our Sampradaya that he became educated in English language.
所以呢，他是我们的使徒传系的第一位 Acharya, 能够非常的熟练的运用英文来讲述的 Acharya.
So,This allowed him to associate with the English intellectuals and learn about the social habits, know about the history of the foreigners and their culture and their religion, everything related with foreign people that before Vaishnavas were not interested in mixing or even learning about, because everything out of India for them was just demons, mleshes, uncultured people.
所以说呢，这就让舍勒巴克牛的塔库尔呢，能够了解这个西方的文化，能够和西方的这些知识分子们联谊，然后呢，能够阅读西方的书籍，能够了解西方的宗教以及各方面的这些信息。那么这对于印度之前来说呢，是没有发生的事情，因为在之前所有的这些印度的查尔们，他们都认为。 凡是印度之外的这些人都是低等人，都是Malaysia，都是食肉者，而且都是这个恶魔。
No culture.
根本就没有什么文化可言。
Which is true.
这也确实如此。
But since the Sankirtana movement has have to be spread all over the world, because that was the desire of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so here we have the first acharya of our acharyas becoming interested in Western language and culture.
但是呢，这个自从这个 Sankirtan 运动掀起，因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu呢，他是希望这个 Sankirtan 运动能够传播到世界各地的，这样就使得我们有第一位 Acharya 对于这个西方的文化以及对西方的语言开始感兴趣了。
And this is very important for us.
而这对于我们来说呢，也是非常重要的。Srila
Bhaktivinoda even studied, you know, he was very interested in learning about the main scriptures of the world, like the Bible and the Quran, that affects so much the religions in the West.
而且呢，Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur呢，也开始很有兴趣的去研习，很影响西方国家的这些宗教的经典。 比如说《可兰经》啊，还有像《圣经》啊。So he
also studied English literature, so he very extensively. So he was able even to compose poetry in English, write essays in English.
而且呢，他也非常的深入的研习了英国的文学，英语的这门语言。他甚至于可以用英文的语言来。 来作诗，用英做出英文的诗歌。
So is because it was important to introduce the Vaishnava culture, the Vaishnava teachings, the Vaishnava philosophy to the Western world. He would be the first instrument for that, because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur throughout his life he wrote many books, and many of those books were written in English language.
所以说呢，就是要把这个 Vaishnava 的文化 Vaishnava 的教导和 Vaishnava 的理念给传递到这个西方国家，那很重要的就是需要用英文的这个方式去著书立说。那么Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，他在一生中呢是写了很多的 Vaishnava 的文献的，而有很多这些书籍呢都是用英文来撰写的。
So he got married.
然后他也结婚了，成家了。And he
tried to get a post of teacher when he graduated.
那么他呢，也得到了老，就是当他毕业之后呢，他也得到老师这个职位。A
post of English teacher.
他是英文老师。And so
in this way, you would improve his language, his English language.
因为呢，作为老师用英文来教学，这样他就可以来提升他的英文的语言能力。So
because of his interest in Western education, he started associating with prominent Indian people who are very much attracted and very much inclined to Western civilization, were even adopting Western ways, and they associate with them, and through them associate also with some British gentlemen, you know, educated people. So Srila Bhaktivinoda had the opportunity to associate even with the British.
那所以因为他是进入到了这个对西方文化的教学的这个领域，使得呢他就接触了一些印度的对于西方文化很感兴趣，然后跟西方人有很多的接触和交流的这些显赫的上流社会的人物。那么通过他们呢，他又接触了很多的西方的人物，包括英国人。
So because and he also following education learned the civil law, British civil law, very nicely, graduated in civil law. So later on, the government, the British government, gave him the post of deputy magistrate. Deputy magistrate is like a high court judge.
那然后呢，这个Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur呢，他又很好的深入的研习了英国的法律。那么其实他因为研习这个法律之后呢，就使得英国的当时的当局政府呢，就给了Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur在高级法院的大法官的这个职位。
So not only he got interest in Western education, but he got the favors or the confidence. He gained the confidence of the representatives of the British government in India at that time.
所以呢，他不仅是接触了西方的文化，而且在那会儿呢，他也得到了这个英国政府的信任。
So this gave him opportunity to introduce the principles of Krishna consciousness to very, very, very educated British.
就这样呢，就使得他有机会把Krishna 知觉的这个理念呢，介绍给了当时的处于显赫地位的英国人。
And he could write many books in very good English.
而且呢，他还能用很有质量的英文来撰写书籍。
So at one time he got a post as magistrate, as deputy magistrate of the government. He got a post. At that time, this deputy magistrate was the highest government post that an Indian citizen could have under the British rule.
那么当时呢，他得到了大法官的这个职位。那么这个大法官的职位呢，是印度人能够在大法官的这个职务是当时的印度人在英国政府的领导下能够得到的最高的职位。
And eventually he got a position in Jagannath Puri.
那然后最后呢，后来他又在Jagannath Puri 得到了一个职位。
And being in this post allow him to oversee the management of the temple of Jagannath.
那这个职位呢，就使得他可以监督在 Jagannath 庙的这些管理。
And he could rectify many wrong doings in that temple, that they were using the finances for. The king was using the finances for his own sense, for his own pocket and his own sense enjoyment, and they were even worshipping demigods and even cooking meat sometimes inside the compound of the temple of Jagannath. So with his power, having a position in government, he could rectify all these deviations in the temple of Jagannath and bring back that purity of worship of Lord Jagannath as it should be.
那当时在 Jagannath 庙的这个情况呢，就是国王利用自己的私权，而会把崇拜庙的这些资金呢，据为己有。还有呢，就是他们有的时候会崇拜拜神人，有的时候呢，还会在庙里面来烹煮肉食的食物。 那么是为了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他得到了去监管 Jagannath 庙的管理的这个职位之后呢，他就利用他的权力来更正了 Jagannath 庙里面所有这些不善的行为，从而使 Jagannath 庙呢又能够在完全正规的纯粹的状况下来进行崇拜和服务。
His first wife, left her body very young. He had just one or two children from her. And then he got married again with Bhagavati Devi. And when he went to Jagannath Puri, he was already with second wife.
那舍拉巴克诺的塔库尔的第一位妻子呢，在很早的时候就去世了，给他留下了一到两个孩子。那么他的第二位妻子呢是 Bhagavati Devi。所以当他来到 Jagannath Puri 任职的时候呢，他已经是和他第二位妻子在一起了。
And that was the time when he was in Jagannath Puri was the time that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was born from his wife.
然后也就是当他在 Jagannath Puri 的期间呢， Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 出生了。
And for him was very, very special, for Srila Bhaktivinoda was very special, the birth of this child, because he could see that he was very special, and he understood that it was answer of Lord Jagannath to his prayers, that the Lord, please send me a child that can help me to spread this Krishna consciousness, the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. So he understood that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, his son Bhaktisiddhanta, was actually the answer to his prayer to Lord Jagannath.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的降生呢，对于 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 来说，他也知道这是一个非常特别的，对于他来说是一个非常特别的孩子，因为呢，他曾经向主 Jagannath 的祈祷。亲爱的主啊，请您赐给我一个孩子，能够使这个孩子能够帮助我一起来传播主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的 Sankirtan 运动。所以说呢，当时在世界各地传播是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的 Sankirtan 的运动。所以说呢，当Srila Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur 叫声之后呢，Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他就能够明白这是主 Jagannath 对于他的祈祷的回应。
He asked for a very powerful a son that would be a very powerful personality, like a ray of Vishnu. Somebody would be very powerful to spread the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world.
那么他祈求的呢是得到一个非常的强大的儿子，就好像是主 Vishnu 的一道光芒一样。那么这个强大的人物呢？能够在世界各地去传播主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的讯息。
So even though Srila Bhaktisiddhanta didn't go to the West to preach, but it because of this very pure and strong influence that Srila Prabhupada eventually went to the West and succeeded in preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. This began from Srila Bhaktivinoda's desire. And the preparation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta who prepared disciples and gave very strong instructions to Srila Prabhupada and other disciples, and eventually Srila Prabhupada took it very seriously and spread Krishna consciousness all over the world.
虽然 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 自己本人并没有去到西方国家，但是就是由于他非常的纯粹的这种影响力，使得最终呢Prabhupada 他去到了西方，并把 Krishna 知觉传递到了世界各地。那么，所以这是Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的愿望。然后呢，是 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的一番准备，并且呢，他给 Srila Prabhupada 的非常的强而有力的训示，使得这件事情最终呢得以发生。
That's why we are very indebted to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura, because he was the first acharya in our lineage of Vaishnavas that really start focusing on how to preach in the Western countries.
所以说呢，我们为什么就对 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura 呢是满怀着亏欠之情？ 原因就是因为他是在我们的Vaishnava 的这个传承的传承之中的第一位要向就是出第一位展现出要向西方国家进行传教，并且呢来教导我们如何到西方国家传教的那位 Vaishnava， 那位 Acharya。
So the fact that he learned very, very well the English language, English literature and Western social habits and religions, it allowed him to prepare very nicely and prepare his son very nicely and also write books that were oriented for the Western mentality.
所以说呢，就是他这么好的学习了英文的这门语言，并且呢，研习了英文的经典，以及就是用西方的这些宗教使得呢他的儿子能够在很好的这种准备的这种情况下，能够把这个 Krishna 知觉传递到世界。
So we are eternally.Grateful for Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura's accomplishments because he translated many important literature, he wrote commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the Nectar of Devotion, very important literature that would be the base and the inspiration for Srila Prabhupada.To spread the Sankirtana mission all over the world.
因为我们永远都是亏欠于 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他所做出的这番成就的，而且呢，他也写了很多的这个书籍，他也给这个像圣典波扎瓦坛 Chaitanya Charitamrita 有评注。那么这些评注的这些内容呢，其实都是Srila Prabhupada。他能够把这个 Krishna 知觉传递到西方的一个非常好的基础。
He was an incredible Vaishnava.
对 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, 他是一位令人惊叹的不可思议的 Vaishnava.
He had a very big family, he had 11 children.
他有一个很大的家庭，他有11个孩子。
And he really trained all his family members in Vaishnava culture.
他呢是很好的培训练着他的整个的家庭成员都处于 Vaishnava 的文化之中。
He maintained his family through his own work.
他是依靠自己的工作在维系着他的这么一大家子。
He was a very strict Vaishnava.
他是一位非常严格的 Vaishnava.
And even though so busy in life, he found time for his sadhana and to translate and write books.
他虽然非常的忙碌，但是呢，他依然还是能够抽出时间来进行他自己的 sadhana 休息，以及写书和翻译。
His daily schedule was amazing.
所以这个 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他每天的日程安排是非常的令人惊叹的。
I'm going to read you now his daily schedule.
那我现在呢要给大家读一读他这一天是怎么过的。
Okay, I'm going to send to you everything so it's good for you to translate.
Okay.
Okay, here is his daily schedule. 7:30 to 8 p.m., between 7:30 and 8 p.m., he used to take rest.
那现在我们来读一读 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的每天的日程安排。他是每天7点半到晚上7点半到8点的时候呢休息。
No, between 7:30 and 8:30 would go to bed.
Yes, that's what I said.
Yeah. And at 10 p.m. means two hours later, he would rise, put on his oil lamp and start writing.
然后呢在休息两个小时以后，也就是在十点钟的时候，这是晚上十点，他就会起床，然后呢点起油灯开始写作。
And he used to do that until 4 4 o'clock in the morning.
他这个写作呢，一直会持续到清晨四点。
At 4:30, he would rise, wash his hands and face, and chant japa.
对，四点钟的时候就会休息一会儿。四点半的时候呢，起身，然后洗洗手，洗洗脸，开始念诵 Hare Krishna Mantra 进行 japa.
Until 7 a.m.
直到七点。
And then he would write letters until 7:30.
然后从七点到七点半的时候呢，他会写信。
7:30 to 8:30 used to read the scriptures.
7:30 to 8:30呢是阅读经典。
8:30 until 9:30 you would receive guests, or if no guests, you would continue to read.
8:30 to 9:30呢他会会客，如果是没有客人呢，他就继续阅读。
From 9:30 to 9:45, just 15 minutes, you would take some rest.
9:30 to 9:45，15分钟的小憩。一点休息。
And then 9:45, then you take his morning bath, and you take his very simple breakfast: half quart of milk, a couple of chapatis, and some fruits. That was his breakfast.
Yeah. 然后呢是9:45清晨，他沐浴，沐完浴以后呢，荣耀早餐。这早餐很简单，就是半品脱的牛奶，两张 chapati 饼，还有一些水果。
At 9:55, this was just 10 minutes. At 9:55, you take a carriage and go to horse carriage and go to the court.
他这个吃饭的时间呢是十分钟，然后9:55的时候他就坐车，就是一个马车，然后去到法院。
Quite near. At 10 o'clock, the court begin.
那他们家离法院很近，所以呢也就五分钟的时间，十点钟的时候开庭。
10 to 1 p.m. was just court business.
所以从十点钟到中午一点就是他在庭上工作的时间。
So three hours of dealing with criminal judging cases.
所以呢就是这三个小时的时间呢他是在处理案子。
And one p.m. court would close, and he would go back home, take a bath and refresh.
然后在一点钟的时候呢这个休庭，然后呢就会回家，回家以后呢会让自己休息一下，然后沐浴。
Take a little prasadam, lunch prasadam.
那这会儿呢，他会荣耀一点午餐。
At 2 p.m., he would go back to office.
两点钟回到办公室。
Until 5 o'clock.
两点到五点是上班时间。
So you work in office for 6 hours.
所以呢，他上班的时间呢是6个小时。
So from 5 p.m. until the time, more or less until the time he used to go to bed, he used to translate works from Sanskrit, Bengali, write his own books, and you take his evening bath and take a meal of rice, chapatis, again take some half quart of milk, you know. He never ate too much, even though he had a big body, was quite big, he never ate too much.
所以呢从五点钟到他休息的时间，就是到七点半到八点钟这段时间呢，他会继续的翻译和写作他的书籍，这会儿的翻译呢是从梵文翻到孟加拉语，然后呢他就会沐浴，之后呢会荣耀一点非常简单的晚餐，这会儿他可能会吃一点米饭，然后呢会吃两张 chapati 饼，然后再是半品脱的牛奶。所以虽然说 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他的这个身材很高大，但是呢他吃的却很少，他从来就不会吃太多东西。
Always would wear a coat and pants to go to court, but always keep a double-sized Tulasi neck beads and a Vaishnava tilak.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，他会穿衣服，他会穿着上衣和裤子去开庭。但是呢，他总是会带着双倍大的Tulasi的浸珠。以及会涂着 Vaishnava 的提拉克。
He was very strong in his decisions. He would, take a decision immediately, very shortly.
在很短的时间内就能够做出决定的，而且他对他的这个决定做出来是非常的坚决的。
He didn't allow any waste of time in his court.
所以呢，他在他的庭上是不会浪费任何时间的。
Nobody could try to be better than him in court. He would be in control of the court.
所以他在这个法庭上的时候呢，他是完全的控制者，没有人能够左右得了他。
Every month he would shave his head.
他每个月都会剃一次头。
In Kirtan, Sankirtan, he never allowed harmonium.
在 Sankirtan, 就在 Kirtan 的时候呢，他从来都不允许运用 harmony 琴。
He considered that would be a distraction for the hearing of the group.
因为他觉得有这个 harmony 琴就会纷扰大家在听这个 nam 跑步的这个声音的注意力。
He never any debts.
他从来不欠账。
Always kept a pocket watch and always doing things on time.
他总是有一块怀表，而且呢，他也一定是会守时。
He was very charitable to the Brahmanas and very friendly with everybody else.
他对于婆罗门们他总是在布施这些婆罗门们，而且他对于所有的众生都是平等的，都是友好的。
He never showed pride, even though he had such a high position.
那么虽然他位居高位，但是他从来就没有展现过他是骄傲的。
He was friendly to everyone.
他对所有的人都非常友好。
He never accepted gifts from anyone.
他从来不接受任何人所给予他的礼物。
He even declined honors and titles that the government wanted to offer him because of his outstanding work.
而且就是由于他的卓越的功绩，使得政府想要授予他特别的荣誉或者特别的头衔，他都会拒绝掉。
He was very strict in his moral principles.
对，他对于他自己的这些道德理念是非常的严格的。
Avoid any luxurious life.
他会避免任何的奢侈的生活。
He didn't smoke or chew betel, that was something that everybody used to do. He never took any intoxicants.
他也不会吸食任何的，就是会有麻醉效用的物品。他也不会吸烟，而且呢，他也不会去咀嚼槟榔。在那会儿，很多人都会这么做。
He didn't like theaters or cinema because it was frequented by public women.
而且呢，他也不喜欢戏剧，因为呢，这些戏剧呢都是由they were frequently by public women means.
Public women would frequent the theaters. Public women means like prostitutes, loose women.
Okay. 那他也不喜欢到这个剧院里面去看戏，原因呢是因为在剧院里面有很多的这个就类似于像妓女这样的女子在那里。
He could speak Bengali, Sanskrit, English, Latin, Urdu, Persian, and Oriya.
Urdu, Persian, and Oriya, all of this are the English or the Indian.
Urdu and Persian, these are Arab languages. And Sanskrit and Bengali, Oriya are languages in India. Sanskrit is Sanskrit.English is English, and Latin is the language that was spoken those days in Europe.
Yeah. 那么他呢能够讲孟加拉语、梵文、英文、拉丁语、乌尔都语、波斯语和奥利亚语。奥利亚语这些是印度人讲的话。
He started writing books at the age of 12 and continued.Writing a very great number of books until his departure.
他是从12岁的时候就开始写书了， 然后他就一直都在写书，他的著作是非常的浩瀚的。那么他一直在去世之前都在写作。
So he spent his last 4 years in reclusion. It took Babaji the last 4 years of his life just chanting, spending his time just chanting, and then he passed away in Holy Dham.
然后在他生命的最后四年呢，他让自己成为了 Babaji。那他每天呢只是念诵圣名，最后呢是在圣地隐居。
He had an initiating spiritual master in that belonged to the lineage of Shri Nityananda Prabhu. His name was Bipin Bihari. Bipin Bihari was his initiating spiritual master.
那他有自己的启迪灵性导师，名字是 Bipin Bihari。那这位灵性导师呢，是在。是在这个 Sri Nityananda Prabhu 的这条传系上的灵性导师。
But then it took shiksha from Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj.
但是呢，他又从这个 Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj 那里呢，得到了他的 shiksha 庇护。
And this is how we became connected with the same lineage, that the same parampara that we are.
那也就这也就是为什么我们也能够接触到这同一个使徒传系。
No, this is how he became connected with the same sampradaya where we are in.
哦，这也就是为什么他能够并入到和我们现在所处在的这同一个使徒传系。
Because of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj connection.
就是因为，那么就是由于和。Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj 之间的连接，所以呢，才让他并进来的。
So his contribution for the Sankirtana movement is really incredible.
所以说呢，Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur 对于这个 Sankirtan 运动的贡献是不可思议的。
That's why it's called.The seventh Goswami. There are the six Goswamis. He is the seventh Goswami.
那也就为什么他得到了第七位 Goswami 的称号，因为已经有六位 Goswami 了，他是第七位 Goswami.
Because the contribution that he gave to the Sankirtana movement is not less from the contribution of the six Goswamis.
因为他为这个 Sankirtana 运动的所做出的贡献。不亚于六位 Goswami 对 Sankirtan 运动所做出的贡献。
So there are many books written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in English that are still available, and probably some of them will probably be translated in Chinese eventually. Very very nice books to read with a very very nice language, very easy to follow.
那舍拉巴克顿的塔库尔呢，很多的书籍都是用英文来著作的。那么这些英文书籍呢，希望有一天呢能够被翻译成中文。那么这些书呢都是非常的好，就是非常好的这些书籍，而且呢这个英文也不难读，很容易就能够读懂。
He did not write only in English. He also wrote in Bengali and Sanskrit, but for ourmost for our benefit are those he wrote in English language.
那么 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢，不仅是用英文来写作，他还用梵文以及用孟加拉语来写作。但是对于我们来说，最有益的、能够获益的书籍呢，是他用英文写作的这些书籍。
Jai Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai.
Ask questions. Yes.
Yeah. This is a very short presentation because our time is limited. So, and we have two great personalities at the same time. So we could have spent hours just to speaking about each one of them, but time is limited. So we have to shorten our presentation on these two great Vaishnavas.
那么其实呢，对于这两位伟大的 Vaishnava 要讲的话题呢是很多的。 可是我们的时间有限，而且今天呢又是两位伟大的 Vaishnava 的引祭日，所以呢我们就只能够在一个就是每一位人只讲一个小时的这个时间，实际上我们其中的任何一位都可以花好几个小时能够来讲述他们的事迹。
嗯 ，So any questions?
Yes， 很多问题啊。第一个问题是从 Hare Krishna Prabhu 这里的，请问老师 ，Gadadhar 和 Bhakti Vinod 的字面意思是什么 ？What are the literary meaning of Gadadhar and Bhakti Vinod？
Oh, that's a very striking question that I don't know. But Gadadhara certainly, I never got to know the meaning. I could search. I don't know if there is anything in the search, but I have no clue what means Gadadhara. Sorry.
是很抱歉，您问了一个难倒我的问题，因为我还真的从来没有去研究过 Gadadhar 和 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 他们俩名字的一个字面意思到底是什么。那我可以去查一查，很抱歉。
Bhakti Vinod certainly we know is devotional service. Vinod, I don't remember the meaning of Vinod.
那 Bhakti Vinod Bhakti 呢是奉爱服务，那显而易见。那维诺的那意思呢我有点记不太清楚了。
嗯。So now I can find out and we paste it.
OK, 那我会去查一查，然后呢晚点告诉您。下面一个问题呢是来自于 Das Prabhu 的。根据阿育韦达，晚上11点到凌晨1点需要休息。Bhakti Vinod Thakur 的作息是不是不利于身体健康啊？Based on the Ayurvedic, from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock is the time supposed to rest. But according to the schedule of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it seems that it's not very good to his health. Isn't that true?
Well, it is. It is not good for the health of a normal human being, but he was certainly not a normal human being.
那么可能是这样的，而且呢这个可能对于一个普通人来说并不是很健康，但是问题是Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur他并不是一个普通人。
So he was not affected by these rules of Ayurveda.
所以呢他并不被阿育韦达里面所规定的这些规范所影响。
Ayurveda is for conditioned souls, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a transcendental personality.
阿育韦达呢，他是为受条件限制的灵魂所制定的这些规则，但是呢 ，Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他是一个超然的人物。
That's why we cannot imitate these great personalities.
那就为什么我们不能够去效仿这些伟大的人物
？We can only follow in their footsteps as much as we are allowed in our with our little capacity.
所以说呢我们也就只能够在我们的能力的范围内尽量的去追随他们的步伐。
We cannot imitate them.
所以我们不能去效仿他们，不能模仿他们。So the next question still from the same Prabhu. Bhakti Vinod Thakur 从不允许在 Kirtan 中运用harmony 琴，但是为什么Srila Prabhupada会用呢？So when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur never allowed to use the harmony in the kirtan, but why is Srila Prabhupada allowed to use that? And actually, he's using that.
Yeah, Prabhupada didn't use on Sankirtan in the streets, and even on the kirtans in front of the deities, Srila Prabhupada didn't want the use of harmonium. But when you used to have sit-down bhajans, yes, Prabhupada used to play harmonium and allow devotees to play harmonium. And it was the only one, practically the only instrument, non-classic instrument that was accepted by Srila Prabhupada. But on kirtans in front of the deities or harinam, Sankirtan in the streets, we didn't use harmonium. Prabhupada didn't want that. Just mrindangan karkals.
是这样的啊，就是当在街上进行的 Harinam 的 Kirtan 的时候，以及在神像面前进行 Kirtan 的时候， Srila Prabhupada 他是不用 harmony 琴的。但是有的时候当我们在坐下来一起来进行 bhajan 的时候， Srila Prabhupada 他是弹 harmony 琴，并且是允许奉献者来弹这个琴的。而这个 harmony 琴呢是 Srila Prabhupada 唯一的接受的这个传统之外的这个乐器。但是在这个外面的这个 Harinam 的时候呢，只是用李当嘎古和 Kautam 这个。
Also in front of the Kirtan during Arctic, also only Mrindang and Kauta.
嗯，而且还有呢，就是在 Arctic 的时候，在神像面前的时候，也是只用李当嘎古和智达脑波。
嗯 ，So this yes, Srila Prabhupada.Introduced the harmonium, I think was already the time of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, the harmonium was introduced. Harmonium is more kind of to appeal to the outsiders, the outsiders because it makes a more melodious sound, so people are more attracted when there's melody, a nice melody. So in this way they are attracted and then they hear the holy names, which is very beneficial for them. And we have been using this tactic also to spread all over the world, you know, and we have this bhajans, you know, with our younger devotees, and we have sometimes even other instruments added to the bhajans, because in this way, outsiders may be more attractive to participate in the bhajans and in this way get exposed to the holy name. But for devotees who are seriously practicing the chanting of the holy names, you don't need all these instruments because they can actually even be a distraction. It means we pay more attention to the instruments than the holy name.But for the purpose of broadcasting, it can be helpful because people come attracted to this musical arrangement of the instruments and then they become attracted to the chanting itself, means the holy name itself. But not for the devotees who are really serious practice chanting the holy name. There is no need of too many instruments, can become a distraction.
那么这个harmony 琴呢，应该是在 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的这个年代就已经开始引入的。那么他呢是为了在进行发展或者在吸引外来的人的时候用的一种乐器。因为呢有这个 harmony 琴的弹奏呢，就会使整个的这个调子变得非常的悠扬，从而呢就会吸引外面的人进来听。那么当他们在听到这个美丽的这个悠扬的这个调子的时候呢，他就能够听到这个，也能够同时听到这个圣音的这个声音。但是呢，对于一个真正的就是非常认真的在修习 Krishna 知觉的这个奉献者来说呢，他是不需要用这个 harmony 的这个悠扬的这个调子然后来吊起他去听圣音的这个注意力的。那事实上当他们在听这个 harmony 这个琴的调子的时候呢，有可能还会让他分神，然后呢就没有办法让把这个注意力专注在圣名上了。那么现在西方呢，我们也是普遍的在用这个 harmony 琴，甚至于还会把一些其他的乐器也引进来，在我们的这个八阵中来进行这个伴奏。那么的原因也是因为这个。也是因为就是在其他的这个乐器的这个伴奏声中呢，使得这个乐曲会更加的吸引人，但它就是为了要吸引外来的人，然后被吸引了之后呢，使得他们能够让自己暴露在这个圣名之中。So, next question?
Yes, next question.
Yeah, the next question is still from the same Prabhu.Bhakti Vinod Thakur 从不接受任何人的礼物，是不是我们也不应该接受奉献者的礼物呢？ Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur never accept the gifts from anyone. So isn't that true for us also to be like that? Never accept any gifts from the devotees.
It doesn't precise that he didn't receive gifts from devotees, but more like gifts from other people. Because when you are in a position...of government, when you have a, a civil position, people may give you gifts, and then you feel kind of obliged to these people because they give you gifts. So that's the type of gifts you would not accept. It doesn't mention about gifts given by devotees, I don't believe, because receiving gifts from devotees and giving gifts to devotees is part of Vaishnava exchanges, as explained by Srila Rupa Goswami.
Yeah. 那么在这里面所说的Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他从不接受任何礼物，并不指的是他不接受奉献者的礼物。我不相信他不接受奉献者的礼物，因为接受在奉献者中接受礼物以及这个回赠礼物，那么这个是 Srila Rupa Goswami 在奉爱的甘露里面在教会的甘露里面对我们的指导。那么在这里面指的他不接受礼物呢，是指的是其他的人，在奉献者之外的那些人给他的礼物，特别是他所处在的这样的一个状态，使得他如果是收礼物了的话呢，他就会有这种对于给他礼物的人的那种亏欠感，也就觉得他就必须要为这个人去做些事情。那么在这样的一种心态下是不对的。
So amongst devotees is part of Vaishnava loving exchanges, receive and give gifts. This is part of loving exchanges between Vaishnavas. So we should accept gifts from Vaishnavas and be happy, be pleased of receiving gift because the devotee thinks about us. So we should, even if the gift is not in itself, is not so relevant, so important, we cherish because it's coming from a devotee. It's part of a loving exchange with a devotee. So we accept with good heart.
但是呢，作为奉献者之间，我们的爱的交流的方式就是给予礼物以及接受礼物，所以呢，我们是应该很开心的接受奉献者所送给我们的礼物的。原因呢，是由于这也表示着就是那对方是在想着我们的。那么即便是这个礼物它可能并不是就是并不是特别的贵重的礼物，但是我们也应该就是非常的开心的，以非常诚心的这种心意去接受这份礼物，因为这个礼物它所展现的是爱心。
Any other question?
Yes, there is one more question from Dina Tarini Madaji. 顶拜阿叔的莲花族，顶拜翻译和主持人，顶拜听课的所有的奉献者，请问阿叔，为什么 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 的每天日程安排里没有神像崇拜这一项呢？Ashu, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet, to the translator, to the host, and also to all the devotees. My question is that why in the schedule list of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur there is no such things of deity worship?
Oh, accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet and the lotus feet of the translator.
<laughs> 我深深的顶拜您的莲花族，我也顶拜翻译的莲花族。
Yes, it doesn't mention. Really, doesn't mention. I don't know. Deity worship certainly was a normal practice in any Vaishnava house. Usually, conducted the offerings of food and everything in Artics were conducted by the wife, and maybe the children were participating in that. He probably would not participate directly too much on that, even though you will oversee everything, make sure that they used to do it, but he would be more absorbed in writing in his free time because this was part of his mission.
在Vaishnava 的家庭中呢，神像崇拜是非常的普遍的一件事情。那么在 RT 的做 RT 啊，还有供奉食物啊，那通常来说呢，这个家里的妻子就会做这件事情，或者孩子也会做。
With the kids,
那么亚美神，这孩子也会做。那么 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他可能自己并不会亲自亲为的去进行神像崇拜这件事情，那但是呢，他会监督，他会确保家里面的人呢这件事情是做的是对的，但是他自己本人呢会把更多的时间用在著书立说这件事情上，因为这个是他的使命。
There is one thing he also is not showing in this schedule, But he said that he used to give half an hour every day for family problems, to solve family problems. In half an hour, you deal with the problems of a big family with 11 children. Just to see how expert he was. He.
那么就是在今天我们所给出的这日程安排里面呢，还有一项没有列出来，但是呢他有做这么一件事情，就是他每天都会花半个小时的时间来处理在家庭中的这些事情，因为他有十一个孩子，所以呢他会来就是在这半个小时是来跟这个家里面人来进行互动的。
In half an hour you solve all the problems.
所以呢在半个小时之内就把家里的所有的问题都给解决了。
I guess in those days they didn't have much problems. Everybody was very obedient.
那我相信在那个年代呢，可能家里边问题也不是太多，因为所有的人呢都还是很守规矩的。
Yeah, very very civilized people.
因为这些人呢也都是很文明的懂事的人。
One last question.
Yeah.The last question from Lalita Saki Maji from Taiwan. Hare Krishna, Dimbai.
What's she doing there?
What do you mean? She's joined the YY. We do have the Taiwan devotees also join the YY class to hear.
So nice.
So I think she's still in Taiwan. She's, you know, sit in Taiwan, but here in the class.
Yeah, I know.
In the mainland. Hare Krishna, Dimbai Ashu Ji, 感谢阿叔的教导，感谢翻译。我们了解到 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 具备有这么多的好品质，拥有纯粹的力量，但我们现在离这些品质是如此的遥远，我们也有机会拥有纯粹吗？目前我们都被假我所迷惑，如何才能够拥有真正的视域？因为我们容易停留在知识层面，没有行动力。Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you, dear Ashu, and also thank you for your teaching, and also thanks for the translator. We understand that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur possess all these very beautiful qualities, and also he has the power from the purity. However, right now, we are so far away from these qualities.And so is that possible for us to have the opportunity to actually become, to attain that purity? Because right now we have been bewildered by the false ego. So how can we have the, you know, the real vision to see the things? And, because, it's more likely for us only stay in the level of, knowledge.The theory, but to not take any action. We don't have the capability to act.
We have to practice.
所以就是要练习。
Practice.
练习。
And
休息。
Practice.
休息。
And practice.
休息。
Good practice.
很好的休息。
And through good practice, we will come.To develop these transcendental qualities.
那么通过很好的修行呢，我们就能够得到这些超然的品质。
We come from a background that is too far away from this Vedic culture.
因为我们确实是来自于离这些伟大的文化太远的生活背景。
So we are very fortunate that we somehow, by Krishna's arrangements through his devotees, we got the mercy of devotional service, and now we are beginning. But we have to be aware of our background that is still affecting us very much.
那所以我们呢，是由于我们的幸运，使得在 Krishna 的仁慈之下，能够接触到奉爱服务。但是我们也依然要记得我们来自于怎样的家庭背景，我们的背景是怎样的。
But the main thing is what can accelerate the process if you really practice as the best, really the best we can, really sincerely try our best to practice most of what Srila Prabhupada told us to practice, and in eventually by the special, very special mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we will be able to surmount mountains of difficulties, mountains of difficulties.
但是呢，我们要知道，就是由于Srila Prabhupada的这个仁慈，使得我们就是，但是我们要记住的一件事情就是，我们要按照 Srila Prabhupada 的这个话，要非常真诚的、认真的去按照他所教导我们的这种方式去修习。那么经过这样的修习呢，就使得我们在他的仁慈之下，在他特别的仁慈之下呢，能够翻越艰难，就是非常艰难的障碍之山。
So means.We should really to try very sincerely, very honestly, not become discouraged if you don't see that it's not such a big change. It seems like not a big change in our lives, but the fact is there is already a big change in our lives.
所以说呢，我们要非常的真诚的、认真的去修习，而且呢，也不要气馁，因为我们好像觉得。就是前面的这个路非常的艰难，而且呢，好像在我们的生活中也不会发生任何的变化。但其实，在我们的这个修炼的这个过程中呢，已经在我们的生活中发生了翻天覆地的变化。
So you have to practice very, 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 very constant practice, very organized practice, and every day practice, don't give up practice, even if sometimes it doesn't seem that we have attained very much.
所以说呢，我们要非常有规律的，要很有序的每天的去练习去休息，然后要永远的不放弃的去休息啊，我们在每天中其实都是在取得进步的，虽然我们感觉好像没有进步。
Most particularly, chanting the holy names very attentively and reflect upon the offenses to avoid.
而且呢，就是特别要做到的一件事情呢，就是要很认真的专注的念诵圣名，并且呢要尽量的避免冒犯。
Be very attentive.
要非常的专心。
Read Srila Prabhupada's books very carefully.
而且要仔细地阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍。
Attend as many lectures as you can.
而且呢，要尽可能多地参加我们的讲课，聆听我们的讲课。
Seek the association of devotees who are also very serious in their practices.
而且呢，要那些在休息中很认真的奉献者联谊。
Don't eat any food besides Krishna prasadam.
除了 Krishna 的 prasadam 之外呢，就不要再去吃别的食物。
And yes, you can deal with non-devotees, but don't need to put your heart in your association with them. We associate with devotees.
那当然，你也要和这个非奉献者有联谊，但是呢。当你在和他们联谊的时候呢，不要把你的这个心思放在他们的身上，因为呢，你的这个心呢是放在和奉献者的联谊上的。
We associate with devotees. With other people, we are friendly, we are kind, we are respectful, but our hearts, our real attachment, we have to develop with the devotees.
那么我们在和别的人在进行交流的时候呢，我们要对他们友好，要对他们展现尊重，但是呢，我们的心不要放在他们的身上，我们的心呢是我们的依附之情呢是要培养在和奉献者之间的。
So when we hear the life of these extraordinary devotees, this is the life of perfect devotees.
那么当我们在聆听这些卓越非凡的奉献者的生平的时候呢，我们就知道这些都是完美的奉献者。
These are already liberated souls.
他们已经是解脱了的灵魂。
Yes, we cannot think of ourselves as being like them now.
那当然了，我们不能够认为我们自己也是像他们那样了。
But we can become like them, yes. We can attain that level of purity if you follow in their footsteps and if you follow their good example and their good teachings. We can come to that level of purity. It's open to all of us.
但是呢，我们知道，如果我们要是能够追随他们的步伐，能够追随他们的教导，也能够像他们那样的话，那我们其实是可以达到像他们那样的纯粹的。因为这个纯粹这件事情是对所有的人敞开的。
Practice, practice, good practice, keep practice, keep practice.
所以呢，我们要不断的去习练，习练，要有很好的习练，要不断的去习练。
It is possible because there is nothing impossible for Krishna.
所以呢，这是可能的，因为对于 Krishna 来说是没有什么不可能的。
And if you really endeavor hard,Krishna will be very pleased to pull us out from this material entanglement.
而且如果你要是真的很努力的去去研习的话，去休息的话，那么 Krishna 他就是会把我们从这个物质的捆缚之中给拖出来。
Just remember, we practice devotional service to please Krishna.
所以呢，我们一定要记住，我们在进行换爱服务的这个目的是为了要让 Krishna 开心。
And Krishna is pleased, and that all our lives will be successful.
那么，如果 Krishna 要是高兴了的话呢？那我们整个的生命也就达到了成功。
And for Krishna, there is no impossible.
那么，对于 Krishna 来说呢，没有什么不可能的事儿。
So we just have to take shelter of Krishna. There is no other way.
那么，所以我们要做的唯一的事情呢，就是托庇在 Krishna 的庇护之下，没有其他的方法。
Rasa.
Yeah, Rasa's question. Ashu, thank you very much. And today is the eclipse. Now, I want to ask why the eclipse is considered as inauspicious, and also why we cannot actually observe the eclipse.
Because the eclipse, contrary of what materialistic astronomers say, eclipse has nothing to do with the moon going between the sun or the sun going between the moon and all that. It's nothing to do with that. It's a very demonic planet that moves in space and at a certain period it's in the same conjunction with the moon or the sun. It tries to swallow the moon and the sun. This is a Rahu planet, which is a very demonic, very evil planet that is invisible to us here, invisible to the astronomers, but is there in sky, and it creates disturbance when it manifests near the sun or the moon, creates disturbance, because being demon is very envious, and he wants to swallow the moon or the sun. And this is why it goes dark. The moon goes dark or the sun goes dark for a short period. But it's just the head of a demon. So he swallows, but then he comes out because it's just the head. So he goes out. So it doesn't last very long. So, but it's very inauspicious. It sounds like a fair tale. Huh? It really sounds like a fair tale that we tell to the children. But this is a true story.
是这样的啊，就是这个物质的天文学家说这个日食月食是因为太阳跟月亮重合而导致的，但其实不是这么回事儿。那真正的原因呢是由于 Rahu 星球，那么 Rahu 星球呢它是一个非常邪恶的星球，它出于对太阳跟月亮的这种嫉妒，所以呢它要在这个就是这个日食跟月食产生的原因呢是它把这个月亮或者是太阳 给吃进去了，给吞进去了。他吞进去原因呢是因为他嫉妒，而且呢他又很恶魔，所以说呢在他在吞他们的时候呢这会儿就会产生很多的，所以这会儿就认为是不吉祥的，而且呢是会有很多不好的这种事情发生的。那么这听起来呢好像是一个童话故事，给小孩讲的一个故事一样，但其实不是，这就是一个真实发生的事，这是事实。
In India for instance, in places
sorry, 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 sor Sorry, there was another thing I haven't said. 那么这个 Rahu 星球呢，因为它是一个很邪恶的星球，但是我们看不到它，但是它是存在的。Okay.
And you said it's just a head. It can swallow, but it comes out.
然后呢，他把这个他把它给吃掉了，然后呢？
It's just a head, but the planet is just a head of a demon, so it swallows, but it comes out shortly after, because it's just a head.
Okay. 那么因为就是这个Rahu 星球它只是一个这个恶魔的头，所以呢，他把它给吃进去一会儿之后，他给吐出来。
There's a story in the Srimad Bhagavatam about this.
这是在《圣典焚烧宝坛》里面讲的一个故事。
The head of this demon was cut by an incarnation of the Lord.
就是这个恶魔的头呢，被主的一个化身给切掉了。
So it became a planet.
然后这个头呢，它就变成了一个星球，就这个Rahu星球。
And periodically during.A very astral, very conjunction, very inauspicious conjunction, astral in conjunction, this planet appears and creates this eclipse.
所以呢，就是在这个就是在这个很不吉祥的结合的这个时间呢，使得这个恶魔的这个星球呢，它就展现了，然后呢，开始在捣乱。
And we have quite a few this year, because this year is very inauspicious.
然后因为今年呢，他就出来捣乱很多次，因为呢，今年非常的不吉祥。
But it's very good for spiritual life, because it's an opportunity to take more shelter of Krishna, because outside things are not working in a very nice way.
因为呢，这个外部的事物呢，在很无序的状态下在运行着，使得它就变成了一个非常好的灵性的休息的时间，使得大家呢就能够更好的意识到要脱离于主。
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. Shigadadar Pandita Ki Jai Shila Bhakti Vinata Kura Ki Jai Nit Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande.Hari, Hari, Hari Elibo. A special thank you to Sati and the Nakeli Matajis so we could be together for this amount of time. Have a very wonderful day and stay inside during the eclipse, please.
那么也特别的感谢 Sati Mataji 还有Dana Kelly 能够为我们安排这样的一个时间段，然后使我们大家有这个联谊。然后呢，请大家今天在这个日食的这个期间呢，一定要在屋子里待着，不要出去。
Okay, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Rahu Ki Jai. Vaikuntha 之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感谢 Krishna Baladeva Prabhu 我们亲爱的阿叔为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心解答。谢谢 Sati Mataji 为我们安排这个平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听。深深的顶拜大家，感谢大家。祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个安全的、快乐的周日。Hare Krishna。